Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome back to AI Hub, your one-stop shop for all things AI. At least that's what we're going for.
That's the goal.
I'm Larry.
And I'm Amanda.
And today we're diving into a study that honestly kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, it's about how ChatGPT handles citations.
Okay.
And it gets, well,
I see.
That's putting it mildly.
All right, so spill the tea. Where'd you find this juicy info?
So we got some great reporting from TechCrunch. And then there's this research paper from Columbia Journalism School.
The journalism school, huh? So these researchers, they really wanted to put ChatGPT to the test.
Yeah, basically they fed it a bunch of quotes and asked it, hey, where'd this come from? Like, cite your source, you know?
Seems straightforward enough, right? But I'm guessing it wasn't exactly a slam dunk for ChatGPT?
Not quite. And this is about way more than just, you know, like getting the formatting right on a bibliography or something.
Right, because it really gets at the heart of, can we trust what AI tells us?
And that's a big deal for everyone, like whether you're a student, a journalist, or just someone scrolling through the internet. Like, we're all using these tools now.
Exactly. So what'd they find out? Was ChatGPT a star student, or did it fail the test?
Well, it was a mixed bag, honestly.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes it, like, totally nailed it.
Really?
Yeah, especially with big publications like the Washington Post and the New York Times. Mm-hmm. Even got those little details right, like affiliations and copyright stuff.
Huh. So there's hope. Maybe AI can be a reliable source after all.
Well, hold on, because as impressive as those accurate citations were, the study also uncovered a ton of errors.
Like what kind of errors?
We're talking partially incorrect citations, completely made up citations, even attributing stuff to articles that don't even exist.
Well, hold up. So you're telling me ChatGPT is just making stuff up and passing it off as legitimate information? That's scary.
Right. And imagine you're a publisher. You spend months working on a piece, and suddenly ChatGPT is spreading misinformation and linking it back to you.
Oh, that's like the ultimate nightmare for any publisher.
Total credibility killer. And then how are we as users supposed to separate fact from fiction when the AI is just like making things up? It's like, are those AI hallucinations people talk about more common than we realize?
Right, and it makes you wonder how much of what we're seeing online is actually true anymore.
And get this, the researchers found one instance where ChatGPT straight up plagiarized from a website.
No way.
But then it attributed the content to the New York Times.
So basically taking someone else's work, slapping a fancy name on it, and calling it a day. Talk about an ethical mess, right?
And it's not just a tech glitch. It raises questions about who's responsible when an AI crosses the line.
Yeah, like, who do you blame? The AI, the developers. It's uncharted territory.
Right, makes you think, how are publishers even supposed to protect their work in this kind of environment?
That's a tough one.
Well, OpenAI has said they're working on fixing these citation problems.
Okay, and how are they planning to do that?
They're talking about making the citations clearer, more consistent, basically giving users more transparency.
Sounds promising, but how much of a difference will that actually make?
That's the thing. The researchers pointed out that even if OpenAI makes those improvements, publishers still have very little control over how ChatGPT actually uses their content.
So even if the citations are more accurate, they're still at the mercy of the AI interpreting and presenting their work in ways they might not agree with.
Exactly.
Not exactly a fair situation.
And it gets even more complicated.
Oh, how so?
So apparently OpenAI's web crawler, the thing that gathers information to feed to ChatGPT,
right,
it's blocked by some publishers.
Trying to protect their content, I guess, but doesn't that create a weird catch-22?
Totally.
Like, how can ChatGPT learn and cite correctly if it can't even access the information in the first place?
It's a mess.
It really is.
And get this, this study also found that ChatGPT's responses can be inconsistent.
Meaning?
Like, if you ask it the same question multiple times, you might get different answers in different citations each time.
Oh, so it's like trying to pin down a shadow.
Exactly. Making it even harder to verify information.
Right. How can you trace the source if the AI keeps changing its story?
It's a minefield out there.
No kidding.
So what does this all mean for us, the everyday users, trying to navigate this AI-powered world? Do we just give up on using these tools altogether?
I wouldn't go that far. These tools can be incredibly helpful.
Okay.
But we can't just blindly trust them. We have to be way more discerning, more critical in how we use and interpret the information they give us.
So it's like anything else online. We need to do our own fact-checking and be aware of potential biases.
Absolutely. We got to stay informed, be skeptical, and remember that AI is still in its early stages.
Right.
There are bound to be bumps along the way.
Speaking of bumps in the road, the researchers made this really interesting point that this citation problem, it's not just some technical glitch that OpenAI can fix with a quick update.
Oh, you mean it's deeper than that?
It's like we're building these super powerful machines without truly understanding how they work or how to control them.
That's a great point. And it's kind of unsettling, isn't it?
Totally.
I mean, it's almost like we're playing with fire without knowing how to put it out.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole deep dive into ChatGPT's citations so important.
Right. It's not just about citations. It's about the bigger picture of AI reliability and the impact it has on how we consume and trust information.
It's a wake-up call for all of us.
Absolutely.
We need to be having these conversations, asking the tough questions, and demanding more transparency from the people developing these technologies.
Couldn't agree more.
Because the future of AI, it's being shaped right now.
And we all have a role to play in making sure it's a future we can all be proud of.
Well said.
Thanks.
If you're as fascinated by the world of AI as we are, hit that subscribe button and join us on AI Hub for more insights and analyses.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.